All right, joining me now is a brand new guest we've never had with us before. Clint, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Tell our audience who you are. Let's get a background since it's your first time and what you've been up to.
Okay, sure. My name's Clint Lancaster. I am an attorney from Arkansas. I'm also a lobbyist. I am Wisconsin in 2020. My wife and I went up there for the recount in Madison, and we joined President Trump's legal team under Jim Troupas and stayed with it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. A few years ago, I went back to Wisconsin and represented Justice Michael Gableman in his role as the special counsel, where I had the privilege of suing the mayors of the five largest cities in Wisconsin, as well as most of the members of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And then prior to that, my wife and I both successfully sued Hunter Biden for child support in Arkansas.
Wow, you so that's are, kind you of have a run been a busy guy.
That's right. Yes, very much so.
All right, give me some bullet points. I want to get you on for a longer interview, but give me some bullet points. What is happening in Wisconsin? We have a huge audience in Wisconsin. What's been going on in Wisconsin? Where is that going, or is that state going to be lost? Or are we making headway there?
Well, we were making really good headway in Wisconsin when Justice Gableman was still the special counsel. We had just uncovered a ballot harvesting app that had been used with free poll book data that no one else could get and given to third parties. And they targeted only Biden-specific voters. So that was that's the big deal. But the investigation got shut down by the Speaker of the Assembly. And so I don't know a whole lot about what's going on now, because once he shut it down, I was gone up there. But we've been working in Arkansas on paper ballots, and we have some pretty good progress.
Excellent. All right.
Excellent.
Tell me about Hunter Biden laptop in Arkansas. I mean, Hunter Biden lawsuit in Arkansas. What were you doing there?
So I believe it was 2020, early 2020, maybe no, late 2019. I was retained to represent a woman who had a baby with Hunter Biden. And she was from Arkansas. She had been in the DC area. And so we ended up filing a lawsuit for child support, found Hunter out on the West Coast, right off of Sunset Boulevard, the same apartment that is pictured in the New Yorker magazine, where he was talking about his recent sobriety. Served him there, got discovery, went through child support, got child support set. And then just here, probably 6 months ago, he decided that he was paying too much in child support. And so he has filed a motion to reduce his child support obligation. And that is pending again here in Arkansas.
Have you been able to see his finances, to know what his finances look like, to gauge the child support?
Yes, sir.
What kind of money is the guy bringing in?
Well, you know, the judge in the case has sealed that information, and I tell everybody I am much too good looking to go to jail.
All right. I hear that. All right. so is this the child that he didn't want using his last name?
That's correct. We filed a motion to give the child the last name.
And so he is using the Biden last name.
Well, it's a girl, and no, she's not at the moment. We're asking the judge to legally change her name.
Okay. To Biden.
To Biden.
Yeah.
Well, I filed a motion to this effect, Brandon. The Biden name, if you didn't know, it's synonymous with getting, you know, great gigs on boards in foreign countries. You get into like really good law schools like Yale, the fly on Air Force Two. Now you can hang out in the White House. I mean, the Biden name has...
Additionally, doors.
Well, her father is now a famous artist, and
yeah.
So that's even more reason.
Yeah, it opens doors. That name opens doors and brings gigs that others wouldn't get. So why would you want to deprive this poor little girl of all the advantages that name brings, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're an attorney, so tell me what you make of what's going on. We're about to have Joe Hoff. Guys, let me know when we got Joe, please. Joe Hoff is going to be here. We're going to talk about a few stories, but one of them is we got a guy that the Gateway Pundit's reporting about tonight that has just been found guilty for doing a meme and a joke about Hillary and voting, and this poor guy could go to jail for 10 years. We're watching what's happening to President Trump. As an attorney, what do you make of what's happening in our legal system in America?
Well, you know, I tell everybody the best thing that left Arkansas, that heads out of Arkansas, were the Clintons. And so we're glad they're not here. But I think there is a double standard. I mean, Bill Clinton had paid off somebody over a sexual affair allegation. There's just rampant things that are said that are never investigated, but you give it to a conservative and it's off with your head. And I think that this guy who's being with this meme deal, where's this going to end? Where are we going to stop suppressing people's free speech? If we don't have the right to speak out about the government and the people who have been in government, well, we just need to stop now and just appoint people, stop holding elections, nationalize every business and just quit pretending like we're free and capitalist.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really starting to feel like a communist country and a kangaroo court and judicial system. And I mean, the way they're weaponizing the law, right?
I think so. I see preferential treatment and I see preferential prosecutions. And so I don't believe the playing field is level. And that's scary because this is supposed to be the land of the free. And if we can't, the left talks about equality all the time, but they don't want to talk about equality in every single aspect, just the ones that benefit them.
Only those who fit their political ideology.
That's right. If you don't look like me and act like me, then you're not going to be equal. We're going to actually suppress you.
Yeah, and dehumanize you and steal your civil liberties.
That's right.
So we'll have you back because I want to get more into what you've been doing with Judge Gableman and what's going on in Wisconsin. So, but in the meantime, do you have a website where people could find out more about you and what you've been doing?
Yes, www.thelancasterlawfirm.com, thelancasterlawfirm.com. You can see some of the bills that we have sent through the Arkansas legislature. We have one out of committee that's going to give people the right to vote on a paper ballot in every county in Arkansas.
Okay, now that's near and dear to Mike's heart. And so we had, what was it, Senator Hammer, Kim Hammer?
Yes.
What did his bill, did it pass?
SB 250 did pass, but and I know that Senator Hammer is gotten, he's been talked about on this show. I've known Kim Hammer for about 12 years now, and I'll tell you, he sponsored another bill that gets watermarked ballots that requires those ballots to be counted by hand. So the SB 250 is not the be-all, end-all. This bill that's coming through the House committee that's sponsored by Senator Hammer in the Senate is going to make paper ballots a lot more secure.
So are you saying he's actually going to help us now?
Well, that's what appears. I can tell you the bill is, give me a second, I'll pull this up. Let's see. It's a House bill. Where did it go? Well, it was around here somewhere. It's one of the House bills, and it does do a unique watermark moved. It's placed on the ballot. It's going to be moved for each different election. It's not going to require tabulation through an electronic tabulator if there's 5,000 or fewer votes. So smaller races will not have to be tabulated.
Why is he willing to help all of a sudden?
I have always known Senator Hammer to be an election integrity enthusiast. And I do believe that Senator Hammer has, even if he went about it perhaps in a way that a lot of people didn't like, he does have election integrity at his heart. And that's on his heart. And having heard from the people that this is what they want, this late bill is coming through session. And if it gets out of committee, it's headed to the House and then it's headed to the Senate. And if it's got his name on it in the Senate and in its election bill, it's going to go to the governor.
So you're saying he might actually help us?
That's correct.
Wow. We're going to follow up on this. TheLancasterLawFirm.com, TheLancasterLawFirm.com. We'll be having you back. Thank you so much, Clint.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too. Check out his website, folks. TheLancasterLawFirm.com.